ओम शुक्लाम भरधरम विष्णु शशिवर्णम चतुर्भुजम प्रसन्नवदनम ध्यायेत सर्व विघ्नोपशान्तये। ओम सदाशिव समारंभाम शंकराचार्य मध्यमाम अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंताम वंदे गुरु परंपराम। ओम last week we had concluded with the nama 103rd nama of Vishnu, sarva yoga vinishrutaha, one who stands aside completely from all bondage. Is only from our level for us. Samsara is only for the one who identifies with this limited body, mind and intellect. When you realize the self, when you understand that you are Brahman, when you merge with Brahman, thereafter there is no samsara, nothing. Because you've gone beyond the mind. So, he says, sarva yoga vinishrutaha, one who stands aside completely from all bondage. So now let's chant next shloka. Vasur vasumana satya samatma samita samaha amogha pundari kaksho vishakarma vishakritihi vasur vasumana satya samatma samita samaha samoga pundari kaksho vrishakarma vrishakritihi. So 104th nama is vasuhu. Vasuhu means one who dwells in all beings and in whom all beings dwell. Literal meaning is vasu means one who resides, right? One who dwells in all beings and all beings dwell in him, in whom all beings dwell. That's what vasuhu means. Though Brahman dwells in all beings and all beings dwell in Brahman, most of the beings, their mind dwells where? In the world. Worldly objects and beings. That's where the mind dwells. Only in the sattvic people, people who are highly evolved, sages and saints, you know, righteous people, in such people, in them, their mind is constantly dwelling in Brahman. Their heart is constantly dwelling in Brahman. So vasuhu means the dweller, the abode of all beings. That's what it means, vasuhu. Vasumanaha. Vasumanaha, which means great mind, one of great mind, a mind which is of no impurities, which has no impurities, no desires, no attachments. That's called great mind. And that's considered as the wealth. So vasu also means wealth or rich. Real richness is when you have no desires. Remember in our classes, we have said it many times. You are not rich by what you have. You are rich by what all you can be without. How do you measure richness of a person? A person's richness should be measured not in terms of his or her assets. If your desires are more than your assets, you are poor. It doesn't matter how much assets you have. If your desires are less than your assets, you are rich. It doesn't matter if you don't even own a property. You may just have few thousands of rupees. In the poem Village Preacher, Oliver Goldsmith, when he talks about that village preacher, he says, village preacher was 40 pounds rich. All he had was 40 pounds, but he was rich. So, richness has got to do with the strength and quality of your mind. When the mind is immersed in the divinity, when it has no desires for the world, when it has no attachments with reference to the world, it's considered to be great mind. So vasumanaha means great mind. What is great mind? A mind which has no impurities, no desires, no attachments. So our mind is constantly likes and dislikes, attachments and aversions. I like this, I don't like this. Pride, jealousy, greed, fear, all this is filled in our mind. In pure consciousness, it's an absolutely pure mind. In the sense there is no thought, no desire, nothing. So it's called Vasumana. Then Satyaha. Satyaha means the truth. That which is the truth. The opposite of unreal, it is the reality. This world is Nitya. Brahman is called as Satyam Jnanam. Jnanam Anantam. It is existence, knowledge and bliss and infinite. And it is without form. And it is, though without form, it can take any form. So the reality is Satya. One whose nature is truth. It's what's called Satya. He is the real. That's what it means. Satyaha. Everything else is unreal. And we are holding up all the unreal stuff. And we have forgotten the real stuff. We are expecting the happiness to come from the unreal stuff. It won't come. We won't derive that. So, Satyaha. And then, Samatma, one who is equally present in all beings. That's what is called Samatma. The same self in all. The self in all exists same. There is no partiality. It is Samam. Samatma. It is the imperishable among the perishable. The imperishable aspect in every thing and being is the same. Samatma. Sammitaha. Sammitaha means sammatam means acceptance. That which is acceptable. Truth is acceptable to everybody. The untruth that is not acceptable. Now, it's also interesting. Now this word Samatma and Sammitaha, in some places they take them together as compound word. Samatma Asammitaha. In Sanskrit, through grammar rules, it can be read as Asammitaha also. So, Asammitaha means incomparable. So one who is acceptable and incomparable. That is Brahman. He is acceptable to all, but he is incomparable. So the self is same in all beings, but there is nothing that can be compared with the self. See, some kind of comparison you can bring between waking state and dream state. But between Turiya and waking, you cannot, or between Turiya and dream, you cannot bring any comparison. Brahman is incomparable. So, one who is not comparable at all, incomparable, immutable, amulya, sorry, atulya. So, when you read these verses, when you read with devotion, you will begin to see it as yourself. You are actually incomparable. But what do? Keep on comparing ourselves with others. That's why as you gain knowledge, which in turn makes you have zero complex, neither superiority nor inferiority. You do not want to compare yourself with anybody. See, in this universe, Everything is unique. They may look similar, but they are different. They are similar. They are not same. Only the self is same in all. And that self is real. Everything else is shadow. What comparison can be there between the reality and shadow? There is no comparison. So, it is Samatma Sammitaha or Samatma Asammitaha, whichever way you want to see. Sammitaha means acceptable. Asammitaha means incomparable. Samaha, again, equal. Truth remains the same in all. Again, he says that. Amoha. Moha means useless fellow. Amoha. Amoha, he says, you know, the opposite means it gives tremendous results. When you identify with the self, you get tremendous results in whichever field you apply yourself. That's what it means. Amoham. In Tamil also they say Amohamarpa. Amohamarpa means you will be blessed with everything. Pundarikaksha. Pundarikaksha Nama, I think we have read before also, I think once or twice, I don't remember. So then you worship God, when you worship Brahman, and he says Amoha means since you are identified with Brahman, your mind is pure, and in the pure mind, whatever thoughts come, that will be fulfilled. Not in the impure mind. And next is Pundarikaksha. Pundarikaksha is Pundarika means lotus of the heart. Aksh means to pervade. So, he has lotus like eyes. That's what it means. His eyes are like lotus. Fully blown, open, soft petals. See, a bhakta looks at God as one who is Karunamurti. Compassionate. So Pundarikaksha means he has lotus-like eyes, which means what? With compassion he looks at us. So much nonsense we do. Keep on doing also. Repeatedly doing. Even though we do all nonsense repeatedly again and again, he looks at us with tremendous kindness and compassion. One who has lotus-like eyes, soft, one who is soft to us, one who looks at us kindly. In fact, even the punishments he gives is to make us return back to him. That's what the story, Jaya Vidya story is teaching us, isn't it? Two gatekeepers who were cursed to be born in the world, on earth. He took avatara to get back to gatekeepers. So, Pundarikaksha. Vrishakarma. Vrishakarma means action. Vrishakarma means one whose actions are according to dharma. Dharmic actions. You may think it's all adharmic. A lot of people ask, if God is there, why should Corona come? If God is there, why, what is that, tsunami? Now, I don't know if all of you saw that document which I was referring to, which Shweta only told me. What is that called, Shweta? Earth that was, or something like that. What is the name of it?
The year that Earth changed.
The year Earth changed.
The year Earth changed.
The year Earth changed. It's only 45 minutes document. If you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's there in Apple TV, isn't it? It's amazing how, you know, Now, for example, in Delhi, all the time now, what is coming in the news here, also I'm sitting and watching, highly polluted. Delhi is highly polluted. Too much pollution. We never talked about pollution last year this time. Isn't it? Last year this time, there was no pollution discussion was going on. There was no pollution last year, or not this much. First time ever, I think, in Delhi. So, nature has its own way of settling things, you know. So, Vrishya Karma, one whose actions are according to Dharma. Vrishya Kriti, one who takes form for the sake of Dharma, is what I was saying. To establish Dharma, he will take any form. Yada yadahi dharmasya, glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutthanam adharmasya, tadatmanam sridami aham. And imbalance hoga, corona will come. Something or the other will come. Everything will be balanced. We think we as human beings are boss of this earth. And we do all nonsense with it. You can do whatever you want. Things will settle. In Tamil they say, Arasan, Andru Kulvan, Devam, Nindru Kullu. Means what? King will give the punishment that day itself. God will wait and deliver it on time. He'll give a long rope for us to correct ourselves and get back. But if you don't, then he will follow any other method. That method also is to make us get back to Brahma. Nothing else. It may appear as if he is coming down to punish. What is he going to gain by punishing us? What is the reason that punishment is given? To get back to Brahman. That's what it means. Vishakritihi, one who takes form for the sake of Dharma. Next shloka. Rudro Bahushira Babruhu Vishva Yonishuchishravaha Amrita Shashvatastanuhu Vararoho Mahatapaha. Rudro Bahushira Babruhu Vishva Yonishuchishravaha Amrita Shashvatastanuhu Vararoho Mahatapaha. Rudraha, one who makes all beings cry at the time of cosmic dissolution. Everything gets dissolved during the pralaya. During pralaya, everything gets dissolved. But that is also for our good. Right? Now, the leaves are very important for the plants to survive. At the same time, the leaves will dry and fall and new leaves will come. So, destruction is also for our good only. So, it appears as if he is interested in making us cry and all that. Nothing like that. We cry because we don't understand it. So, one who delivers good and also one who destroys misery. That's the meaning of Rudra. So, in Shiva Purana, it is said that he is called Rudra because he destroys misery and gives good, called Rudra. So, dissolution, when you destroy a stick, you create two. When you break it, becomes two. So, old order changes, yielding place to the new, says Lord Tennyson. Old order changes, yielding place to the new. So, Rudra. Bahushira, one with innumerable heads. Innumerable heads mean what? Through all heads, he is only functioning. Thousand-headed means he is the one who functions through all the heads. Your head will not be able to think if consciousness is not enlivening it. So, Bahushiraha. All the, wherever you see the head, that is Brahman. Babruhu, one who governs the world, ruler of the world, the supporter of the world. Babruhu. Vishwa Yonihi, a universal cause. Vishwa means universe. Yonihi means womb. So Vishwa Yonihi, the universal cause, universal womb. From Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha comes, and from Hiranyagarbha, the Virat Purusha has come. Therefore, Vishwa Yonihi, universal cause. And then, Suchishravaha. One whose names and glories are very holy and purifying to be heard. One whose names are worthy of being heard. When you hear the namas of Lord Vishnu, your mind becomes purified. I told you this in the beginning itself. It's like giving a bath to your mind. When you chant Vishnu Sahasra Nama, and with the understanding when you do that, then it is like giving a bath to your mind. When you hear certain names, that induces fear. When you hear certain names, it induces certain effects in your personality. So when you hear these thousand namas, it gives confidence. It gives hope. It gives peace. So, whose names are worthy of being heard? Suchishravaha. Amritaha. Amritaha means immortal. Mrita means death. Amrita means beyond death. Immortal. Brahman has no birth, no death. It's only the body that is born and body that dies. So, Amritaha means undecaying. Constantly, permanently existing. Brahman knows nothing about decay. Shashvata Sthanuhu, eternally existing, eternally firmly existing. One who is both eternal and firmly established, unchanging. Shashvata Sthanuhu, eternal and firm. Then, Vararohaha, he whose lap gives the highest blessings. Vararoha. When you surrender to Brahman, you are promoted. Promoted means what? You evolve. You are happily surrendered to Brahman. And what Brahman has done is, he has elevated you to higher realms. So, Vararoha. They ascend. That's what it means. You move towards him. Vararoha. He whose lap gives the highest blessing. He whose lap gives the highest blessing doesn't mean you won't sit there. Sitting there means what? Abhayam. No bhaya, no insecurity, nothing. All gone. Elevated. Once you take once you surrender in Brahman, thereafter you don't return to the mortal life, worldly living anymore. Yadgatva Nanivartante is the Shastra. Mahatapaha. Mahatapaha means knowledge, great knowledge. Mahat is this entire universe. And this entire universe has come from him. We studied this in, did I do Mundaka Upanishad in our class?
No, we haven't done Mundaka
Upanishad. Oh, okay. In Mundaka, he gives the example of spider. The spider spins the web from its own saliva. No. So this Mahat, this great universe, is that which has come from Brahman. So Brahman's knowledge is what has come out as this universe. So whatever you create, now Shweta makes a lot of, what do you call them, Shweta? Pottery, is it? All sorts of things she makes. It's all there in your head only. From that it comes. So he says Mahatapaha. The austerity connected with creation, which is of the nature of knowledge, is of great potential. That's what is here, even in the book that I gave you. So, tapas. Tapasa chiyate brahma. Says the Mundaka Upanishad. Tapasa chiyate brahma. You know, when you soak the seed, what happens to the seed when you soak the seeds? There's dal and all that, sometimes before cooking you soak, no? What happens? It bulges. So, with knowledge, the Brahman bulged, it seems, and the world will come. That's what it means. Tapasa chiyate brahma. So, mahatapaha means great knowledge. Then, next shloka. Sarvaga sarva vidbhanu vishvatseno janardhanaha vedo veda vidavyando vedango veda vittavihi sarvaga sarva vidbhanu vishvatseno janardhanaha vedo veda vidavyando vedango veda vittavihi sarvaga. Sarvaga means all pervading. One who pervades everything, being of the nature of their material cause. You can say gold is sarvaga with reference to material, the ornament that is made out of gold. Because gold pervades all the ornaments. So sarvaga, the material with which this world is made up is Brahman. Brahman is both the material cause and the intelligent cause. Mahatapaha talks about the intelligent cause. And Sarvaga talks about material cause. Upadana karanam and nimitta karanam. Technical nouns. Upadana karanam means material cause. Nimitta karanam means intelligent cause. To make everything, you need both, no? You need the material and if you give clay to me, I won't know what to do with that. But if you give clay to Shweta, she'll make something out of it. Because now she's got the material and she's got the intelligence both. But here, Shweta is the intelligent cause and clay is the material cause. But when it comes to world, the material cause is also Brahman and intelligent cause is also Brahman. If you say material is something outside, then you are limiting Brahman. Anything that is limited cannot be infinite. So when you say Brahman means Bhattamatva iti Brahma, huge, big, includes everything. So the material cause is also Brahman. Now you say, how is it possible material cause and intelligent cause same? Then only the Upanishad gives this example. Spider, dekho. What is the material with which it spins the web? Its own saliva. And where is it getting the knowledge from itself to build the web? Isn't it? And the spider with his own saliva having spun the web is getting caught in the very same web. Similarly, Brahman is the material cause and the intelligent cause and for this universe, and in the form of Jiva, it is getting caught in that which it only created. This is tamasha going. So, Sarvaga, one who pervades everything being the nature of the material cause. Sarvavid Bhanuhu, one who is omniscient and illumines everything. So, it is the pure consciousness. We already saw this in the beginning namas itself, Vishwam Vishnuhu, when we said, Vishnu one who pervades this universe and illumining. You know, the illumination capacity is given by that. So, it says Sarvavid Bhanuhu, illumines everything. One who is all knowing and illumines everything. Every single thing is, see, in this universe, everything is illumined by the sun above. And the very sun is illumined by Brahma. So everything is actually illumined by Brahma. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, I am the one who is giving light to sun. And sun directly and through the moon is getting into the seeds. And then coming into us through the vegetation. And it is producing the seed in the man, and the man sows the seed in the woman, and the child is born, says the Gita. So ultimately, Brahman is the one which is behind everything. It's omniscient, and that which is illumining everything. When we do not know this, we, with the borrowed intelligence, we think we are separate and we are somebody great, and we do all kinds of nonsense. And because of that stress and strain, samsara, all this is there. The moment you gain this knowledge, simply you will shut your mouth. Not unnecessarily talking too much. So, sarvavid bhanuhu, vishvakshenaha. He before whom all asura armies get scattered. You know, Vishvaksena Vandanam we already saw in the beginning. The chief general of Mahavishnu. Who is Vishnu himself? Now, Vishvaksena, the very name, the moment you mention Vishvaksena, everybody gets scared. The opponents get scared. It's like in cricket, especially I remember in the 1983 World Cup we won in England, but we won against the mighty West Indies. That was, I don't know what to say. They themselves say, those cricketers themselves say, we didn't believe that we can win, but we won. Anyway, now, in that West Indies team of 1983, you do not know whether to get them out and celebrate or not celebrate. Because if you see, the opening is Gordon Greenwich and Desmond Haynes. You get them out and you celebrate. By the time you are celebrating, casually Richards is walking in. He is worse than these two fellows. And if you manage to get out any one of them, Richards or Desmond Haynes or somebody, then Lloyd is coming. So will you celebrate or will you mourn for this fellow coming in? So Vishwaksena, the moment you mention the name, the Asura army flees. What does it mean? All very nice to hear. What does it mean? The moment you bring in light, darkness goes. You don't sit and study or reflect, that's the problem. Everybody wants spoon feeding. If you sit and study and reflect and gain awareness, not just information. Information, you can read so many books and get, it's not a big deal. Especially now in internet revolution, everything you can get sitting at home. You just have to type it, everything will be fine. Spend some time, you'll get everything on the net. But that will get you nowhere. But if you reflect on those materials and you develop that awareness, what happens? Fear, insecurity, greed, jealousy, arrogance, pride, all rubbish, everything will be gone. That's what it means. Asura armies will be running around, running away, getting scattered means what? It means that these are the Asura armies. Asura doesn't mean that, some distant terrorist or something. This is the problem. This causes negativity in you. And that causes disease. There are people who will follow disciplined eating, exercising, all that. But they will never stop negative thinking. That's the worst thing. If you can keep your mind positive, you will not fall sick. Or even if you fall sick, it will do nothing to you. See, all of us are interested in taking the the vaccination. You should actually. Okay. But what about this inner vaccination? But inner vaccination, nobody cares. What are you doing to develop your immunity? Not just physical immunity, mental immunity. Whether people praise you or curse you, it should not excite you or disturb you. Neither you should positively get disturbed nor negatively get disturbed. For that you never want to put that vaccination. So that's what he's saying. Vishvaksena is the name of that vaccine. You can think like that. The moment you gain that awareness, all the nonsense, negative things flee from your personality. Pata nahi, hoga ya nahi hoga. So what? Hoga, come back, celebrate. Agar, if it happens, come and celebrate. You fail, celebrate. One thing is for sure, your celebration should never stop. Every day must be a celebration. If every day is a celebration, then you will not have a special day of Holi or special day of Deepavali, nothing like that. Every day is Deepavali, every day is Holi. That's what they are saying. Actually, I don't know whether you are understanding or not. When he says, you know, Asura army flees, no negative can come near it. Impossible. Janardhanaha. Protector of people. One who protects Jana. Jana means people. How do you protect people? By distancing the negativities. You've got to protect yourself from the negativity. That's why satsang, you must quote satsang. Your effort must be there in quoting satsang all the time. Little bit negativity goes in, it will finish. One bacteria enters your system, quickly it multiplies, isn't it? Becomes 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, goes on. Before you realize, you're out. Then you need to take these antibiotics and this and that for few days. By the time you become all right, few days gone. So Janardhanaha, one who inflicts suffering on evil men, that's how he protects the good. So this good and bad, this is another problem we all have. Bad means selfish. Desires. That is bad. So, protect yourself from the selfish, from selfish aggrandizement, from hoarding tendencies. See, the things that are with us should be the byproducts of our living, which is based on giving. Then it's okay. So that's what he's saying. Like they do, you know, no, even here also it happened. The moment they say, probably this medicine seems to be working for corona, immediately you find those medicines are not available in the medical shop. And then they'll say, you want it? You get it for 50,000 rupees, 100,000 rupees. Somebody is coding it. This is the problem. So, Janardhanaha means those kind of tendencies has to be destroyed. So, the more and more you develop wisdom, you will see these are the problems. So the problem is not outside. We are seeing He thinks there's problem. Actually, they are not the problem. Oh, he's going on bothering me. She's going on bothering me. These people are tremendous pressure they are putting on me. They are putting pressure on you because they know you have desire. Huh? I don't know how they get the phone numbers. They get the phone numbers and then they'll call you. Buy one, get one free, or this insurance, you just pay 1 year, second year is free. Something or the other. And you say you are pressurized. How can they pressurize you if you do not have desire? They are very aware that this fellow has desire. And 90% of the worldly fellows have desire. So easily you get pressurized. If you have no desire, nobody can pressurize. I told you already, if you lead a life, a simple life based on certain principles, it doesn't matter whether there is sale going on or no sale going. I will buy when I need it, and if there is no sale also, it's fine. Then how does it matter if sale is going on or not? I don't need it now, so sale going or not going, it doesn't bother me. And when I need it, sale is not going, doesn't matter, I'll go buy it. So when you are strong, nobody from outside can bother you. So the asura is inside you. Now this, how to make people realize this? People think these people are removed, everything will be all right. Some other form of asuras will come. So the real root problem is inside you. You think you will change your neighbors, everything will be fine. You think you will you change politicians, everything will be fine. One place where we all blame is politicians and bureaucrats. They are coming from the same society only. So, this is something, I don't know whether you understand, this name Janardana. In the Bhagavad Gita, he uses in one particular verse Janardana and Madhusudan. In the very same verse he says. So, I think Keshava. Keshava means killer of demons. Kesimi Sudana, Keshava. So, are you the protector or are you the killer? Killer of the demon and protector of the good people. So, the Vishnu Sahasra Nama protects the sattva in you. Important. Very, very important. You know, when you churn the butter from the milk, it's a lot of hard work. You bring it to the lukewarm condition, the milk, and then you add little jamun, leave it overnight, make it curd, and then you do this process churning. Then you separate the butter. After all the difficulties, when you get the butter out, what do you do with the butter? You put it in water. For what purpose? To preserve the butter. So this sattva has to be preserved. And rajas and tamas needs to be eliminated. What Janardana means. Vedaha. 127th Nama. He who is of the form of the Veda. The very Vedas. Is Brahman. So, this particular thing has a lot of meaning. Vedas were revealed knowledge. Revealed knowledge means it's Shruti, not Smriti. Shruti means revealed, heard. In the deep meditative state, this knowledge was revealed to them. And when was it revealed? When they were not there. They were not there, means the ego was not there. So, whose words are they? Bhagavan's words. So, Vedas are Bhagavan's words. So, Veda. Bhagavan is Veda. Veda is Bhagavan. They're not too different. And it is through these Vedas, the world is continuing. And you'll say, how? Vedas talk about Karmakanda, right? The Karmakanda portion. And due to Karmakanda, the yajnas, in the modern context, the activities that you do, you develop punya, papa, and the samsara continues, the world continues. So, it is Brahman that has come out as Vedas, and it is the Vedas that is holding this samsara. Veda with, one who knows the Veda and its meaning. Veda with, knows the meaning, doesn't mean the word meaning. Its meaning means one who knows Vedas in its essence. That's what Veda with means. Avyagaha, avyangaha, one who is self-fulfilled by knowledge, power, great attribute, and is free from every defect. Avyangaha, self-fulfilled. You don't need anything from outside to make you fulfilled. You are already fulfilled. Self-fulfilled from the point of view of knowledge and from every other attribute. That's what it says. Avyanga. Now we are not self-fulfilled as limited individuals, you know. We want something from outside all the time. Janga means imperfection. Avyanga means one who has no imperfection. See, when there are imperfections, it needs to be corrected. When there are no imperfections, there is nothing to be corrected. As it is, it's fine. There is no imperfection, there is no lack, therefore there is no need for anything to come and fulfill. Paripurna, you chant it in, no. Purna madap, purna midam, purna, purna madacha. Complete. Paripurna. Vedanga. Anga means limbs. Vedanga means Sorry. One whose very limbs are the Vedas. Vedanga. Veda with, one who contemplates upon the Veda. Veda with, one who knows all the Vedas. One who knows all the Vedas doesn't mean upside down, backwards and forwards. One who knows all the Vedas means one who knows the secret in Veda. What is the secret in Veda? What is the secret in Veda? Anybody?
Knowledge.
What knowledge?
Self knowledge. Knowledge of the self. Consciousness.
The secret in Veda is the pure consciousness. So Veda with means he knows the pure consciousness. He's become the pure consciousness. That's what it means. Veda with is translated as one who knows all Vedas. So you think Chaturvedi. One who can chant the entire Vedas. Pik Yajur Sama Atharvana, all Vedas. So he is Vedavit. Vedavit means one who knows all the Vedas. Means the real secret that the Vedas talk about, he knows. Kavihi. One who sees everything. Seer. Omniscient. All knowing. Kavihi. He is a poet. Kavihi means poet. Who is a seer? what does he do? He is also seeing. But when he sees, he observes. He connects them. And he beautifully brings out the poetry. So his seeing is different, your seeing is different. So seer means the seer of truth. They are also seeing, but what are we seeing? We are seeing all the names and forms. Whereas he sees Brahman. So Kavihi is another Nama of Lord Vishnu. The real subject, the seer in every being is Vishnu. Lokadyakshasuradyaksho dharmadyakshakritakritaha Chaturatma chaturvyuha chaturbhramshat chaturbhujaha Lokadyakshasuradyaksho dharmadyakshakritakritaha Chaturatma chaturvyuha chaturbhramshat chaturbhujaha Lokadyakshaha. The eye of the world. What is that? Witness. He who witnesses the whole universe. Your consciousness witnesses the whole universe. Entire universe is the witness. Simply sitting there as a witness. Not getting involved whatsoever. All this samasa goes on, but he just remains there as a witness. The Lord of the world. Not getting involved. Remains above them all. That's what it means. Loka Adhyaksha. Also, why I am saying Lord also is one meaning, because Adhyaksha. When you say Adhyaksha, what does it mean? What does the word Adhyaksha mean? Huh? Anybody? You don't know. Adhyaksha means administrator, leader, etc. So Lokadhyaksha means one who is the administrator of the whole world, the leader of the whole world, Lord of the world. He remains as a witness. I, also another meaning. Suradhyaksha. Again the same. Sura means good people, goodness, tattva. So the Lord of good people, devas, immortal. Immortal means relatively immortal. They are not immortal forever. They are relatively immortal. So the one who protects the devas, that's what it means. Surajaksha. Lokadyaksha, Surajaksha. He protects the goodness. So if you want the protection of the Lord, you have to become good. If you are good, he will protect you. You just try to be dharmic. You uphold dharma, he will protect you. He will make sure that there won't be any hani for dharma. Any hani comes, he will try to come and protect that. Dharma dyaksha. Next is dharma dyaksha. One who directly sees the merits and demerits of beings by bestowing their due rewards on all beings. Dharma Yakshaha. So based on the dharma, he delivers his negative, positive, whatever you've done. So dharma Yakshaha means one who administers dharma, superintendent of dharma. Everything is given to us according to our action. Swamiji beautifully summarizes it saying, you are punished or rewarded by your actions, not for your actions. So, Vishnu is in the form of dharma. What it means? In the form of dharma, he maintains everything. He maintains. Dharmadyakshaha. See, beautifully this whole universe is maintained. Herbivorous animals are more in number compared to carnivorous animals. and plantations are more in number compared to herbivorous animals. There is an order, there is dharma. If supposing very little plants are there and too many goats and cows are there, what will they eat? So, we don't understand anything, how the whole thing is going on, and we destroy. The birds are important for the growth of the trees. You know, they go and plant the seeds somewhere else and the tree grows there. Sometimes during this mango season, when you eat the mango and then throw the seed in your garden somewhere, after a few days you see the mango trees come. So these birds, and what do? They take away the fruits, they eat, and then the seeds are put somewhere here and there, and the trees come up there. It's a, how the whole thing is just incredible. You read those things, how important the elephants are, how important the mountains are, how they are connected, how we owe our existence to them. We don't understand any of this sitting here. You think if we just have one mobile phone with a Swiggy app in it, everything will be fine. Swiggy app and Google Pay, if I have, you think that's fine, more than enough. What we think. He says, dharma dyakshaha. How beautifully the whole thing is maintained. Dharma is maintained. That somewhere somebody is given long rope, so they do little bit of nonsense. And after some time, dharma catches up and says, enough is enough now, get lost. I'm sending corona for a while. So, beautifully administers the dharma and adharma, pap and punya, and delivers the fruits accordingly and sets things right. Kritakritaha. One who is an effect in the form of the worlds and also a non-effect as their cause. Krita akritaha. What he is saying is, that which has come out, which is the form, the world, that is also Brahman, from which it has come, the formless reality, that's also Brahman. That's what Kṛta-Kṛtaḥ means. Cause and effect, basically. Both the effect and the cause. One who is both the effect and the cause. So, father and son, both are Brahman. Chaturatma. One who, for the sake of creation, sustenance and dissolution, assumes forms. Chaturatma. See, Chaturatma can also be seen as the pure Atma Turiya, then Baker, Dreamer, Deep Sleeper. Right? Chaturatma. Pure Atma Turiya, and then Baker, Jagrat Avastha, then Swapna Avastha, Dream, a Dreamer there. And then, deep sleeper. Sushupti avastha. Chaturatma. All these fourfold is his nature. And then, chaturvyugaha. One who adopts a fourfold manifestation. Sorry. Adi Shankara gives very, he says, Vasudeva, Samkarshana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. All these are the fourfold manifestations. Then, Chatur Dhamshtraha. Four teeth, having four teeth. Referring to Lord Narasimha's avatar. Narasimha's avatar, what did he do? He destroyed Hiranyakashipu. One with four teeth in his incarnation as Narasimha. One who destroyed Hiranyakashipu. And then Chaturbhujaha. In Chaturbhuja, what all does he have? Padma, lotus, shank, chakra, gada. Whenever we go away from dharma, consciousness pricks you. Then consciousness is the one which is represented by conch. The blowing of the conch from within, pricking you, going away from the atma. Better get back, better get back. So consciousness pricks you. Then you don't listen to that. You do that little more because it gives you some kind of joy, pleasure, benefits. So you did not listen to the conch. Then what happens? Gada. Gada means the blows. The knocks and shocks of life. You are not learning from the knocks and shocks also. Majority don't. They blame somebody or the other and they continue. So, gada is held in the next hand. And then chakra. If you don't listen to that, then chakra. Complete destruction. So, chatur bhujaha. Four armed. Strong, four armed. Padma, chang chakra, gada, padma. Four things in each of these arms. For what purpose? To tell us to get back to Brahma. That's all your purpose in this life is. Nothing else. You have no other purpose other than getting back to Brahma. Other than increasing your awareness and merging with that totality, you have no other purpose. But we do everything else other than that. So when we are not going towards Padma, which signifies peace, peace means the pure consciousness within. And when you don't go there, then shank, chakra, gada. They have the roles. Shank first, then gada, and then chakra. Because if you allow this fellow to continue in this particular form, it's a problem. So what do? He has developed such negative, destructive vasanas. So, you probably will have to give him a different kind of an environment. And in that environment, he will be doing good for the society. See, in some of the movies they've shown this. Some of the punishments for certain people is to go to some orphanage and clean the orphanage, keep it clean every day for next 6 months or so. That's the kind of punishment they give. Now, when you listen to these kind of punishments, what is the idea behind it? The idea behind it is he will be helpful there and it will help him also. Similarly, when a person is developing so much of terrorist vasana to go on destroy and destroy and destroy, he will be destroyed. And maybe he will be born as a tiger or something. Tiger or a lizard is constantly killing. And then when they are born in that particular form, they are exhausting their vasana. And they are also doing good for the nature. So, it is actually, though from a human form when they have fallen to such a level, it looks like devolution, it is for their good. Chatur Bhujaha. So, we will stop with this today. 140 namas we have seen so far. So, let's conclude here. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ अयेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि हरि ओम् सी यू नेक्स्ट वीक